Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Good day, Mark. How are you doing?
Doing fine, thanks.
Good. Today we're going to talk about something a little bit softer than our usual. We're going to talk about religiousness and specifically the role of religion at the end of life. The study that you're going to talk us through was published recently in JAMA, and it asks the question, is a higher level of religious coping associated with an increased use of life-prolonging care in adults with advanced cancer? So before you begin, I mean, obviously we've got some definitional problems in terms of understanding what is religious coping. What did the authors of this JAMA study find?
You know, it was kind of counterintuitive, actually. At least it wasn't, the results weren't what I would have expected. And you know, you would think, and many patients do, turn to their religious beliefs when they have a terminal illness and to help understand and cope and deal with the stress of that. These investigators found a group of 345 adults who were part of a national multi-site coping with cancer study. All of them had advanced cancer with metastases, and they had evidence of disease progression despite chemotherapy. They all had a baseline assessment of coping mechanisms, so they're standardized, validated measures of coping strategies and coping mechanisms. And then they also had postmortem data for the entire group. Using these surveys, they were designated at a high or a low level of positive religious coping, and basically it was a measure of the extent to which religion was part of their belief system and to which they turned to clergy and church communities for support. Being above the median was a high level, being below the median was a low level. Additional information was obtained at baseline to find out to what extent they had already done advanced planning and end-of-life treatment preferences. And then after they adjusted for demographic differences and confounders, they did find an association between a high level of religious coping and the use of mechanical ventilation and intensive efforts to prolong life in the last week of life. There was no significant association between religious coping and the use of CPR, between religious coping and death in the ICU versus elsewhere, or use of hospice care. High religious coping was significantly correlated with less advanced care planning and less use of DNR orders and living wills. So it's kind of interesting. I mean, I think I would have expected, I guess, that a higher level of religious coping would make patients less likely to want to prolong life at all cost. And I think it's a reminder that we do need to ask all of our patients about these issues and not make assumptions about their wishes or behaviors based on at least their religiosity.
Again, I think it is important the way they were asked about their religiosity, as you say, and their coping. And I think that this whole area of spirituality and medicine is so ripe with misinterpretation and political agenda. I don't detect any in this particular paper, but again, when we ask and publish papers and we ask for people's conflicts of interest, we usually are referring to their stock holdings and things like that. We don't ask, are they a member of a particularly evangelical church or this or that. Again, something we always want to remember when we think about conflicts of interest. It is intuitive that people that are religious would want less advanced care planning and fewer DNRs, in the sense that perhaps they feel that those kinds of decisions when life ends are really out of their hands. I'm not sure, though, why religious coping would lead to more aggressive care in the ICU.
Well, if you don't have a DNR order, or if you don't...
Maybe that's it, right? Exactly. Good point.
No, I think it's interesting. This is part of a larger study, and the focus of the study was not religiosity alone. I think this is a one report and sort of one slice out of this pie. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that the authors came to it with a particular agenda.
Well, good. thank for this insight, and we'll talk with you again next week.
All right. Talk to you then.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.